and welcome to Friends in Your Ears, a podcast where podcaster Kathy Campbell interviews podcasters about their favorite podcasts on a podcast. I am joined today by two incredible guests. I have with me Javier Matusevich and Kevin Olenek. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. I'm impressed how you used your P's there, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It usually takes podcasters. They're very impressed with the amount of P's in my introduction. And so I'm very proud of the amount of practice that has taken. And I just threw in a couple more P's. So there you go.
This podcast is brought to you by the letter P.
Yes, yes. Man, that would definitely be my letter from Sesame Street. For sure. For sure. All right, Javier, can you introduce yourself and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet?
Okay, so, well, I'm Javier Matusevich. I podcast with Sarah Gardner and Andrew Pontius and Rachel Adelman in Incomparable Network on the TV show about The Good Place. And you can find me on Twitter at _Matusevich, which is probably going to be hard for you to spell. So I hope it's in the show notes.
It'll be linked in the show notes. No worries.
Well, I'm a software developer. I work from home and I like to podcast apparently, but I don't do it as much as I should. And that's it.
Wonderful. All right, Kevin, what about you?
My name is Kevin Olenek. You can follow me on Twitter at KEVOLE. I am the host and producer of the Agree or Disagree, the podcast. You can find that on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm also on Wednesdays at 8 o'clock Mountain Time on PowerCast 97.9 on Tuned In Radio if you want to check that out. And Saturdays we do, with Sean Holmes-Smith and Tyler Noble, I do a hockey edition of a podcast as well where we record every Saturday. Yeah, Agree or Disagree, the podcast is basically a podcast, kind of a controversial podcast that pushes people to think a little bit differently. We talk a lot about current events, and we'll probably get into this a little bit more. We're branching into a hockey edition as well, but we'll probably talk about that a little bit more as we get into the podcast as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds so interesting. And just the title immediately is just like, okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So great title choice. That's one of the hardest things of a podcast is you get the idea, but then you have to pick the name. So stressful. But let's move on to the first question, which is, how did you start listening to podcasts and what were some of the first ones that you listened to?
I started listening to podcasts almost by accident, because when I was a teenager, I used to listen to a radio show that's called La Venganza Será Terrible, which is just a man with his two co-hosts and they improvise at midnight with some live audience. So it was very transgressive for me to even listen to it at the time. And that caused for me to fall asleep, because that's what happened when you listen to a show that's at midnight. So there was this guy that used to post the shows afterwards on iTunes, even though he wasn't the creator. He was just bootlegging them. And I would listen it through there. And that took me to iTunes. And then I found about Security Now by Leo Laporte. And I discovered The Incomparable because they talked about Jason. And that took me to John Siracusa and ATP and Relay. And well, here we are.
The black hole of connections.
I fell through the rabbit hole, yeah.
That's something that's so great about podcasts is how interlinked they are. By having guests on one show that you might listen to, you can then say, oh, I really liked how they talked. I really liked their voice. I really liked what they had to say. And then you could turn around and then find them on all the other things, which is kind of fun.
Yeah, and I think that happened a lot for me is that suddenly some caster was starting to talk about some show all the time. Like, for example, in ATP, they talked about Reconcilable Differences or Analog, and they would keep naming those shows. And I haven't listened to the shows. I don't know that they're a John Siracusa show or a Casey List show or a whatever show. And that would lead me to say, okay, I have to listen to this show. I have to see what it's like. And that happened to me with Dubai Friday, because everyone suddenly started to talk about Dubai Friday. And I was thinking, is that a new app?
Right. What is this thing?
A new to-doist app. And suddenly I realized that we were talking about a podcast and checked it out. And well, I was hooked.
Fantastic. All right, Kevin, what about you? What got you started?
I actually, it was, might be a little surprising to some, but it was actually wrestling that got me, that was wrestling podcasts that I started listening to, because there wasn't a lot out there. When I started listening, I, like, from where I'm in Canada, I didn't, the concept of podcast was fairly foreign, but it seemed to me that what was picking up steam was a wrestling podcast. So there was one, there's one based out of Toronto. And then Chris Jericho started doing a podcast, and then Jim Ross started doing a podcast. And I wasn't necessarily super interested in doing a wrestling podcast, but how they were structured the podcast is what interests me and in how I would do mine. And then I started, it started branching out that I would be listening to news and audio or hockey or whatever else is out there. But it was really what got me interested in the concept of podcast was wrestling podcasts themselves. But it certainly has branched out more now in Canada. Like, there's a ton of podcasts out there now. So
it's funny that you prefaced this whole topic with, oh, I don't know if this is something that, you know, this is what you would think of me doing or listening. And it's almost that mindset of a guilty pleasure, but without needing to feel guilty for what you enjoy listening to. Like, there's no shame in whatever you listen to. Like, that's, and so that's awesome that you are like, hey, I'm gonna find as many as I can to listen to, and then okay, sure, I'll add on other podcasts in the future, but be like, dude, I'm listening to wrestling podcasts and they're amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they were, from what I've seen, a lot of what the wrestling podcasts were doing were far ahead of what everybody else was doing in terms of podcasts. They, like, in terms of what their content was, their subject was, how they would structure the podcast, they were, to me, sort of the standard bearers, like, in my opinion, they're sort of the standard bearers for what I was listening to in terms of podcasts. I know that Survivor was doing a little bit of a podcast. There were Survivor podcasts coming a little bit out there, but I didn't get a chance to listen to much of them. But yeah, I felt like the wrestling industry kind of started raising the level of podcasts anyway, historically, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be credited in a social studies class, I don't think. But
but that's okay. And at the very least, they, you know, were groundbreaking in your podcast history. And so that is worth the social studies link. All right. Well, what made you want to actually start making a podcast?
Can I say the friends in your ears trademark effect?
Absolutely.
I mean, I really wanted to talk to these people. It's like you have these friends and they're talking to you all the time and they're giving you their opinions, and I want to talk to these people and make something, you know. But that's not really what keeps me there, though.
Yeah.
I think what keeps me is I got these great co-hosts that they're so fun and they became my friends. And that's what the other side of the friends in your ears effect, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. So was The Good Place your first podcast?
Was my first successful podcast? We could put it that way.
Well, that's not the question.
I know it's not. I'm really trying not to mention the other ones, but I try to make new podcasts with friends for a long time, but it's hard for them to keep their enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. It feels like I'm always more into it than they are. And so I get a big surge of enthusiasm for making the show. And then it's hard for them to keep it before we record even the first episode or the second episode. There's actually one show that I recorded an episode of, and it's an eight or two episodes maybe. And it's actually on iTunes, but then the co-host lost steam and that made it really hard for me to continue.
Yeah.
It's a podcast about musicals, actually. So it's sort of Corner of the Sky-ish before Corner of the Sky was a thing. So
yeah, if you're not really passionate about podcasts, it's hard, definitely hard to keep that enthusiasm. And yet it's kind of great because there is such a low barrier of entry to podcasts that, you know, anyone can start a podcast. And so, okay, start a podcast. It's great. That's awesome. Get out there, do what you want to do. And then if you, you know, lose that enthusiasm or lose that passion, that's okay too, because it happens.
Yeah, that's something that's something that it took me a while to really understand. I would feel very frustrated with my friends. And and the fact is that I should have known, because whenever I told them, hey, we should make a podcast, they would say, what's a podcast? So it was hard for me to get them to the point where they will have the enthusiasm, because they were starting from scratch. And that's what made the whole difference when I started this particular podcast, because I was starting with other listeners of podcasts. So
yeah, for sure. Well, fantastic. All right, Kevin, what about you?
I was doing the agree or disagree concept on Facebook and Twitter. We were getting a lot of comments, but it was getting like pretty heated with some of the topics that we were talking about. Like, shocking, social media gets heated when people talk.
What?
It's a news at 11. I was thinking about ways to make it a safer place where people could like express their views. So that's where the idea of the podcast kind of originated in my head. It was something a bit more audio or video kind of came up from that. And then, so I decided one day, I took my iPhone and I was working in Calgary at the time. I'm currently living in Vancouver, but took my iPhone in Calgary, took three of my friends. I was working at a college out there, and we just sat and shot the crap about dating and kind of the current world of dating. And then from there, I was able to interview some other people about things. I interviewed a former Hutterite that was ostracized from his community because he was gay. I interviewed a couple of politicians. I interviewed people about events. It just started to kind of just snowball from there. And then I ended up being on the radio station out in Edmonton. Kind of realized that I needed some professional training and moved out here to Vancouver to study broadcasting out here. And I've lived out here for the last 3.5 years and kind of continued that. But the nice thing is I've been able to kind of branch my audience out, not only kind of locally, but which is one of the great things about podcasts, is you don't have to listen. It's not just local. It's not just about your own community. It kind of, like, the community expands a little bit. So that's been a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I really, I love the expansiveness of the medium. Right now we're recording in 3 different countries right now.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible. And I have that connection after recording a podcast with somebody where it's like, okay, instant friend. If we hang out, great. We have something to talk about, type of a thing. And the same thing with, you know, listeners being able to listen to it wherever they are. And an episode that I just recorded talks about how she started listening to podcasts because she was in the basement of a building for work where there was no cell service and she had no Wi-Fi. And so like she couldn't, you know, watch videos or anything. And so being disconnected from the world let her reconnect because of podcasts that were downloaded on her phone, which is just like, it's so magical. There's just something really, really magical. And it makes me so happy that you were able to get that connection too.
Yeah, it's, I think what Javier said is true in the sense, like I feel for him about and understand what it too about just wanting to talk, because we, like, the radio is great, but there's a limit to what they can talk about in a truest sense of the word, because they've got their advertisers and all of that, and we're getting into advertising and all that sort of in podcast land. But there's such a beautiful, organic, natural conversation that can be had on a podcast that I think really attracts people. It's not just your 15-minute snippet or your 2 songs or whatever, and then we talk quickly. There's something deep and important that happens. And it's even when you're talking about, like, it's something as genuine as simple as connection to wrestling or even something like The Good Place. Because sometimes when people feel alone, it's like, oh, hey, yeah, I feel like I'm the only person that would like The Good Place. But then there's a podcast that talks about The Good Place. Oh, I'm not alone. That's great. You know, and you can kind of connect outside of your own community and outside of your country. And I think that that really helps.
Definitely. And especially with something like you and the Agree or Disagree podcast, you're providing something that is that safe space and able to have a conversation and communication, not just with yourself and whoever's on your podcast, but with your audience too. So again, that safe place that's so important. And anyone listening knows, you know, I'm all for love, support, hang out with people that you want to, and just compliment people. And yet having a place that maybe you're not complimenting, but is still that positive experience is really, really important.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that your podcast seems to be very suited to the format of the podcasting in general, because what makes great to podcast is that you can make mistakes, you can fail, you can say something that's wrong, and you're not going to find a Google search in 3 years that's going to come to you and they're going to say, oh, look at what you said, you're such a dumbass. And that's great about podcasting. It's not indexed, it's not text. It's people understand that you can just say something dumb or off the cuff, and that's fine. And I think that that's something that's so suited to something like Agree or Disagree, where I feel like people are going to make mistakes all the time.
Oh yeah, I think it's true. Yeah, I mean, that's not to say that I'm not cautious in what I'm saying. But I do think that it's the raw honesty of like just saying something and not feeling like, oh, we're going to get you now because of what you said. Or,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it takes a lot of work to search through like a bunch of podcasts and want to edit out something that I've said, and you want to use it to expose me. Have at it. But thank you for listening, I guess, you know?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Now that we have gone down this path of deep thoughts, let's have a little bit of a lighter-hearted question, or possibly not. What is currently playing on your podcast player of choice? What episode of a podcast?
Well, I'm currently listening to the Firefly podcast, which is just like it sounds. It's a podcast by some people that really miss Firefly like I do, and they get together every week and they play some sort of variation on a role-playing game set in the universe of Firefly. And frankly, I found it because I was really missing Firefly, and I opened my podcast player and searched for Firefly, and that's the first thing that came up, and that's what I'm listening to.
Wow, how... I'm just, you know, it really shouldn't surprise me that there's a podcast about Firefly. Obviously, there's going to be a ton. But for just a handful of episodes, this show has made such an impact on people all over the world. That's incredible. All right, putting that on my list.
For such a little show, it has quite a cult following. I'm surprised Netflix hasn't picked that one up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's all sorts of, like, decisions. I mean, Joss Whedon's out there doing Avengers and stuff. He doesn't necessarily want to be involved or need to be involved. And so then it comes down to he probably does want to be involved in anything that touches his baby. I can imagine it could be concerning. I'd love to see, okay, we're going off on the weeds here, but I'd love to see a show that doesn't necessarily involve those same characters, because, you know, everyone's busy, but is the world, because that was something that was just so very well thought out and very specific that I'd love to see something take place in the world that we don't necessarily have to be on Serenity to have that show. But, oh man, that
it's such a lived world that you want to stay there and just look at the walls and look at the paintings.
Well, maybe not actually stay there, depending on which world I'm on, but yes.
Yeah, but just look at it. Have it in a Google render or something.
Yes. All right, Kevin, what about you? What are you currently listening to?
I was just listening to before the C4 podcast. They were talking about the Vancouver Canucks. I was listening to them, listened to Post Wrestling. I listened to a lot of radio, like just previous interviews as well. So I had that. But the most recent one was the C4 podcast, which talks about the Vancouver Canucks.
Awesome. Very, very on brand for Canadian. Yes. We connected through our friend Heidi. And so it doesn't surprise me that you are also a hockey person. I said we connected because of Heidi. And so she's very hockey. And I love it. I love when people enjoy what they enjoy, which is, it makes me happy to be around people that are happy with what they are having fun with. Yes. Okay. On to the main event. What is your favorite podcast and why? And yes, you may have more than one answer.
Yeah, I have like 4 answers or 8. I don't know. I have
so many. That's answers. Perfect. As you know, once we start scrolling through your entire, you know, podcast queue, that's a little much. But yes, you may have.
Yeah, that's not what's going to happen. But yeah,
I do. Give me a couple.
I separated my favorite podcasts into 2, which is all-time favorites and current favorites.
Okay.
And in the all-time favorite, I have the great Hypercritical and the spiritual successor, that is Reconcilable Differences. I just love those 2 guys.
Yes.
John is such a smart guy, and Merlin is also smart, but in so many different ways that they work together excellently. And I love how in Reconcilable Differences you have 2 co-hosts that actually shine and make each other shine, while in Hypercritical, John really shined. Dan was kind of there for making Sean shine. So it's great that you can get a podcast with these 2 persons that are so different and so smart and have so many opinions and just work it together. I love that.
Yeah.
Whereas in current favorites, I have Somehow I Manage, which I love The Office. It's a podcast that I wanted to do for a long time, and then they came out and said and do it. So maybe I should have been faster, but I think I couldn't think of any better co-host than Tiff and Micah. Those 2 guys have so much fun watching the episodes, and it's so lighthearted. And now, even though I watched the show for years and I've seen it tens and hundreds of times, now that I'm seeing it again with the podcast, I pick up on so many small details that I hadn't seen before, much like I do with The Good Place. Before I started podcasting, I would just enjoy, and now I just get down to the nitty-gritty and see all the small details that the writers put, which is great because they're 2 shows that have so many details.
Yeah, no, that's true. Those are 2 very good shows to be watching completely differently.
And well, I also love Dubai Friday and The Incomparable Game Show. These are all shows that are fun and make me happy and make me laugh every day, which is my family, whenever I'm around them and I'm just listening to one of these shows, they look at me whenever I laugh, and I laugh a lot, and I have to just look at them and say, look, it's funny. I'm not going to explain it to you. Because obviously I'm listening in my AirPods, so it's not going to be easy to explain. Also, it's in English and most of them don't speak English, so that would be a long conversation. So they have to just roll with it and accept that I'm laughing at the air.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, reactions when people witness you listening to a podcast and enjoying it so much, either laughing or crying or whatever is going on. Yeah. Thankfully, podcasting is becoming more of a acceptable thing that people know about. So you can just say, I'm listening to a podcast, and people will be like, okay, okay, fine. But like, yeah, audience while you're listening is an interesting experience for sure.
Yeah, and it's a format that's very suited to listening while doing other things. So it's inevitable that at some point someone's going to catch you laughing or crying or having an emotional moment. It's something that you can do while washing the dishes or making the food or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious, though. I think what's fascinating about the podcast you do have here is there's such a, especially like with Game of Thrones recently and Endgame recently, it's like this whole thing around spoilers. How do you deal with that in your podcast?
Well, the way we do it is it's understood that if you're listening to the episode, we're doing one episode per episode of the show, basically. So if you're listening to the episode, you've seen the show and you know what we're talking about. It's gotten a bit difficult with some of the episodes because we've gone back and forwards at different points because we didn't start the podcast until the show was in like season two. But we still want to cover episodes from season one. So we had some back and forth, which made things mm-hmm. interesting in spoiler land, but we mostly try to keep it one episode per episode, and we record right after the show ends, so that it stops us from having seen something that's not on the show yet.
Right, okay.
All right, Kevin, what about you? What are your favorite shows?
There's a show called Candid, I'll kind of go in categories. I'm not going through my whole playlist, but just a few of them. Canada Land, Jen Gerson and Jess Brown are completely, one is sits on the political left, one sits on the right, and it just is so fascinating to hear them. Because they're not always arguing, but sometimes they're arguing. But they really have a good chemistry together, so I enjoy listening to them. In terms of a sports podcast that I'm a fan of, 31. If you're into hockey, Heidi will know this one as well. So maybe you've heard of this one, Kathy. 31 Thoughts with Elliot Friedman is probably the best hockey podcast out there right now. He's well connected in the NHL, really a thoughtful guy. And they get some really good interviews with some pretty good former players and current players, and they do a pretty good deep dive into what people are doing now and kind of what their perspective was in being in the NHL. So that's great. And then that one. Post wrestling, if you're a wrestling fan, John Pollock used to be with Live Audio Wrestling, Dead Waiting. They've done some really good work in terms of what they're doing. A specific episode that I particularly liked is around the controversy about the WWE going into Saudi Arabia. They actually did a whole show around why there was a big concern. They talked about all of the perspectives of the WWE, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, what people should be aware of, why this is a big issue, why it's completely offside for the WWE to be in Saudi Arabia. So I would recommend finding that one specifically. I'm biased because I'm involved in this one too, but for NFL content, my buddy Mitch does a YouTube, and Dylan, they do a YouTube channel called The Bottom Line View. They'll do a lot of live streams of NFL games. They'll do some like overrated, underrated kind of, but they've developed almost 10,000 subscribers on YouTube. They are starting to do some audio, but they do mostly YouTube stuff. And I think one of my other ones is, I mentioned him before, but Chris Jericho is a really great storyteller and a really great interviewer. And he doesn't only do wrestling podcasts. He interviews people in the entertainment industry. He interviews people in the news industry as well. He's really well connected and really well thought out. And he's not afraid to talk about anything. So those are kind of my top five that I have there. So
fantastic. And not all hockey or wrestling. So, you know, you well done. Well done. Okay, so we are down to the final question, which is the bonus round. And neither of you know what this question is. And I call this section the Friends in Your Ears bonus. And if you, audience, have a question you would like me to ask my guests, you can go onto Twitter with the hashtag FIYE bonus. That's fire bonus. And ask me a question. Maybe I will ask that to my guests. And my question comes from friend of the podcast that was just on 2 weeks ago. Sarah Gardner, and she asks a wide variety of questions. And the question this week is, what Muppet are you?
Huh. First of all, I should have known that we're going to get a question by Sarah. It's just fitting.
It was very fitting, especially since I couldn't ask a question, one of her questions, to her when I had her on the show. Because that just like broke all of the rules.
That would have been so great, though. What Muppet, huh?
I kind of want to say Fozzie.
Ooh, nice.
I feel like I have to be the two old men that are always complaining about everything.
Oh, I love it.
I don't even know if they have a name, but...
They do. Oh, goodness. And now I got to look it up. The old men Muppets. Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah.
That's what they were. I could not remember off the top of my head. But yeah, they're so funny. I love them. I feel like I would like to be Kermit. Like my goal is to be Kermit. Happy, positive, supportive, loving. But a lot of times I do end up more Miss Piggy. So that's a dichotomy that I have to deal with in myself.
It's just not easy being green, Kathy.
It's really not. Oh, well, that is all of my questions that I have. All that's left is to thank both of my fantastic guests for being here. Thank you, Javier and Kevin. You can find Javier at _Matuzovic, which again will be linked in the show notes, and Kevin at KEVOLE. And you can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Soup. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. You can find us online at friendsinyourears.com or on Twitter at friendsinears. Thank you again, and I hope you all have an amazing day.